App of the week, then. Here
Mark's
we go.
App of the week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
It's holiday time, really. Lots of people will be heading off. We're into June now, and lots of people will be heading off very shortly. And, you know, if the weather's a bit inclement, you might want to find something on your phone or your tablet to occupy your time.
And
we have a little game this week.
We do. This is a game that I have been playing for some time, actually. It's been available on my tablet for a couple of years, and it's progressively got better and better. What I was really looking for was, I like playing pool and I like watching snooker and playing snooker, and I wanted to find an app or a game which was more realistic than your average, you know, top-down type thing. And the one I found was this app, which is called Pool Break. It was called Pool Break 3D. And it was only available at the time for Android, but it's now available for Android and iPad and iPhone, etc. And it's basically a way of playing pool, snooker, carom.
Carom?
Crokinole.
What are they?
Well, I could show you. If we select Crokinole and we say we want to play against the computer,
yeah.
There you go.
That's all very quick, isn't it?
And there we go. So there's your game of Crokinole.
Oh, right, okay. It's okay. It's a snooker cue and a snooker ball and a sort of like it's a bit like
pucks.
Pucks,
yeah. A bit like pucks,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
It's an old game. And they're all sort of based. But if we, for instance, pick snooker.
Yep.
So, again, we can say regular. Now, this is the pro version because I paid for it, which is a couple of quid. But the light version comes with limited number of options. So you can play pool and snooker, etc.
Yep.
But some of them you can't. So if we say standard table and we'll play against the computer again. There we go. So there we go. We have our...
Oh, wow.
We have our...
Well, we are looking at Matt's just queued off...
I think that was the computer. Yeah, well, that was a very...
Was that the computer?
That was the computer that played,
just did a very, very good shot on the reds.
So I can then select and pull the cue back. I can change whether I want to have where the cue, so I can have different backspin. And there we are.
Oh, it's even got the noises as well.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's Pool Break Pro, that one, but there's Pool Break Lite as well.
That's amazing. The graphics are incredible.
It's very good.
Tap in, up comes the snooker table, up comes the cue.
Yeah.
You're there, you can move it around, play against the computer. Do you ever beat the computer?
Yes. You can select the different level, the different skill levels, so you can start
Reminds
off.
Reminds me of Mr. Spock on Star Trek when he used to play chess against the computer. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he used to beat the computer occasionally.
That's right, 3D chess.
3D chess on Star Trek, yes.
That's right. It's got different levels. You can start off beginner and progress up to veteran. If you play against veteran on against the computer, I mean, he'd clear the table in one sitting, you know, one visit, sorry. He'd clear the table in one sitting if he's eating the balls. But if he's in one visit, it is a very good game. I love it because you can move the
you can
everything
spin it
around,
right round,
and everything is very, very realistic. You can go to the realms of changing the whether you're in a room or outside and all these sort of things. But to be fair, the good thing about it is how accurate it is. Mm. There are different versions of pool that you can play: American pool, British pool, because they all differ. How big the tables are, how many balls you want to play, all of those sort of things. So that's the pro version has many, many different things. You can play online with other players. You can do a thing called pass and play, so I can take my shot and then hand the phone over or their tablet over to you, and then you can take your go. It's good. It's a great game.
I can just see that in airports or in tents on rainy holidays being used. Airports will be waiting for the flight.
It is. It's a great... sort of 5 minute, you know, you've got 5 minutes of your time or whatever, or longer it could be. It depends how long you spend playing pool. But and you can just sort of just pause the game and go away and come back later on and carry on. So it's quite good.
Mm.
I enjoy playing it, and I think it's very, like I said, it's very accurate, really, for what it is. You know,
it's very
3D
good.
And
it's
everything.
Very good. So it's called Pool Break.
Yeah.
Pool Break. And it's available for just about everything?
Android and iPhone.
Okay.
So there is I believe the iPhone version is only one version, which is 69p. The Android has a light version and a pro version. The light version is free. The pro version is a couple of quid. So, yeah, it's well worth the small expense for the amount of fun you have if you like snooker and pool and things like that.
Yeah, fantastic. And it really is very good graphics. So it spins round and you can walk around the table and take different shots with your cue and things like that. You can see how you get addicted to that.
You can do backspin, you can curve the ball. It's got all of the...
Just like when you play it for real then.
Well, yeah, except that you don't put the snooker cue through the bays, yeah.
Do you have to chalk it or not?
No, you don't have to do that.
That's no good then. Paul Break, and you can search for that in your favourite app store. Matt, thank you very much. App of the Week this week. Back next week.
Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.